You're listening to episode 294 of Te Tauriga Bookmakers. Welcome. Today in bookbinding, we have an A5 blank notebook with page numbers. It goes up to 125. It's A5, as I said. It's yellow, completely yellow, with nothing on the front. It has very nice end papers, which you can see if you go over to teodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And it has a burgundy red bookmark, so you can find the pages. Suitable for notes, art, sketching, and other items that you would like to put on it. Also in bookbinding, I have two A6 notebooks, one of which is basically blank. It has a title page, which is Sketch Kaku and Dibuho, which of course, as you know, is English, Japanese, and Spanish, but no page numbers and no, as of yet, no bookmark. And it's 7 signatures of 4, I believe, so it's about 100 pages. It's about 100 pages. The other one, on the other hand, is called Train. T-R-A-I-N, and there's a picture of an umbrella, a train, and rain. And it also is called Dibuho Sketch and Kaku, which is Spanish, English, and Japanese. And it has page numbers, and each page number, above each page number, is something like rain or an umbrella or a train. So it's cute. It's got 105 pages, and it has also 7 signatures of, I believe, 5 pages each, maybe 4. Let me check. 4 pages, 4 folios, and about 100 pages, both of them. I have sewed them up, I have put maul on the spine, and I am working on making the covers as we speak. The paper for the covers is right over there on my workbench, and the end papers are right over there on the storage facility behind me as I speak. I've finished this one book, and I have 2 more that I'll be finishing before too long. Now, let's go to fiction. In fiction, I have been working on Molly Bright, and one of the characters of Molly Bright is called Merengue. He's a Japanese dancer who has learned how to dance a variety of different emotional dances like merengue and salsa, etc. And he learned in the Dominican Republic and in Italy. I thought he was an interesting character, so I have started a book called, and here's the problem, it's called Merengue right now, but Merengue is also a dessert. So if you see the title Merengue, people might think you're talking about how to make the dessert. I might put up the Dancer Merengue or Merengue the Dancer or some other title. So far, I'm titleless. I'm titleless. 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 Yes, that's it. Titleless. And this occurred to me that some authors will like a character, a minor character in one novel, and make it the major character in another novel. And some authors will take the minor characters and have them in multiple books. Not a series, but multiple books. For example, David Mitchell, the British author, who used to live here in Japan, in Hiroshima, has written books where some of the minor characters show up again and again in other of his books. And he, I think I have read that he has said that his entire collection of books, he's written 5 or 6 or 7, he thinks that people should look at them as a complete set. They're not a series, like Harry Potter was a series of 7 or 8 books, but different books, some of the same minor characters. Some minor characters become major characters in different books, but that is what I've been doing with Molly Bright and one of the main characters, Merengue. I'm giving him more of a space to show how he developed from being a salaryman, a company employee here in Japan, to a dancer of merengue, which he learned in Italy, Bari, down in the southern part of the country. Anyway, that's what I've been doing in writing. I've been writing on Molly Bright. It's almost finished. I might finish it this month if I buckle down. And I'm working on merengue, which is starting to look interesting to me. So that's why I'm going to do it. So in bookbinding, I have finished a big yellow book and sewn up and put mull on two smaller A6 books. All three for drawing purposes. And I have written a bunch of stuff on Molly Bright and started merengue. So that's what I've been doing. I'm pleased to say I'm happy that you're here. Hope to see you again soon. Take care.